Now, when it comes to several developments in the world, we need to understand that Satan is a god of this world. I know we know this in theory, but I'm going to point out today a few things to show you how much that is true in practice. And it affects every single one of us. At least, I believe it does. Now, you have received update number 979. So next one will be update 980. And then we're getting close to 1,000. I don't know that it means anything, but just to let you know. I'd like to start with the work section, where we are announcing that a new Standing Watch program is out there, titled Germany's Invasion of the Soviet Union, but let's stick to the truth. And we have a German auf Posten stehen program with the same title. Well, it's in German, and there it reads, Deutschlands Einmarsch in die Sowjetunion, doch bleiben wir bei der Wahrheit, which, as I said, in English, Germany's invasion of the Soviet Union, but let's stick to the truth. See, in other words, you learn some German right now. Now, we also have a German sermon posted, which was given by Michael Link, titled in German, Hass, aber nicht hassen. Was a little bit difficult to change that or translate that into English, something like hatred, but not hating. So that is posted. And then we have, of course, a German sermonette given by Jens Hermann from last week, The Head and the Body, Das Haupt und der Leib, and then also the sermonette by Dave Harris, Who Will Escape, from last Sabbath, and the sermon from Eric Rank from last Sabbath, titled Increase and Contentment. Now, when it comes to the Standing Watch program, I'd like to just give you a brief summary. We're saying here that 80 years ago, Hitler's Nazi Germany invaded Stalin's Soviet Union. But the media and politicians paint a picture which doesn't always reflect the events accurately. This program sets the record straight and points to the future as revealed in the Bible. Now, interestingly enough, after this program was produced, and this happens quite a bit, Mr. Putin wrote a very lengthy editorial in the German newspaper and magazine Die Zeit. And we are going to quote from that extensively in the next update. It's interesting to me how Russia, too, is trying to rewrite history and how Mr. Putin is doing it and totally ignoring what happened. So it's happening in Germany that history is being rewritten. It's happening in Russia. It's happening, for sure, in other countries, including, yes, you guessed it, the United States of America and the United Kingdom, just to give a few examples. Now, back to the update. We have an editorial in here by Michael Link, so you had double duty this week, titled Wisdom Produces Patience. And he says in there that it has been proven to us that the Bible is in fact true. But if we believe that the Bible is the truth, we need to go a step further. And then he quotes 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 following, where it says, continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Now, that's important, too. We should realize where the truth is being preached today. And we shouldn't forget it. And then, of course, he's also talking about the fact that wisdom and patience go hand in hand, and you may want to read the editorial, the entirety of it. He has one sentence in there which goes right into the sermon I'm going to give later on today. God has called us out of that lifestyle for the purpose of not returning to it. That's a warning there. People have been returning to what they were called out of. Coming to the current events, we are focusing on the election of radical cleric Ibrahim Raisi, who is called the Butcher, over there in Iran, and he is now the new president. We also talk about violence in Israel. We are talking about Germany's invasion of Russia 80 years ago. And then, of course, we are talking about the EU's actions against LGBT dissenters, I should say, Europe's enemy, the fight of Austrian President Sebastian Kurz for his survival. Quite interesting. He is in hot water right now. Several members sent me some articles over there from Germany, from Austria, and also some videos. And he's really being attacked. Whether rightly so, wrongly so, I don't know. Time will tell. We also talk about the probability. Notice the probability that the draft might be reinstituted in the United States. Now, we've been talking about this for years. But this article we're quoting in here makes the point that it's almost like inevitable that it's going to happen. And as I said before, those who are going to be called upon to serve in the military had better have their act together so that they have all the arguments and the conviction presented why they cannot do it. Now, we also quote from an article, comments by a Holocaust survivor regarding the coronavirus. Now, I like to go into this in detail, but before I do that, I also want to very quickly refer to the Q&A, which is part four of a five-part series regarding education as it is today and as it will be in the future. So that's part four, written by Mr. Gale. And of course, he has been talking about the present situation regarding education, and now he's talking about what the future will hold. And the first thing he says is that we all will have a new language. Secondly, God's government will be established on this earth. He points out that the government will be hierarchical from the top down. And then he also talks about the fact that Satan will be removed. All of this is important for establishing a peaceful world tomorrow. Satan will be removed, because right now Satan is not removed at all, not anywhere near it. And that brings me to the comments by this Holocaust survivor. It is an article written or published by LifeSite News, and I can't quote the entirety of the article, you should read it, but I'd like to hit some highlights. It says, a survivor of the Holocaust has denounced public health policies during the COVID-19 crisis. And her name is Vera Sharoff, she spoke to a German attorney, Dr. Rainer Füllmich, and she told him that as a child survivor of the Nazi reign of terror, I learned indelible lessons about the nature of evil. I know the consequences of being stigmatized and demonized as a spreader of disease. Born in Romania during the Second World War, Sharoff was held in a Ukrainian detention center, as a child, and ultimately lost her father in the Holocaust. We were required to wear a yellow Star of David to identify us, to segregate Jews, she said. Exclusionary laws barred the family from normal life, from attending ordinary activities. Our property was impounded. We were forbidden to participate in all educational, religious, cultural gatherings. Travel was forbidden for Jews, so there was no escape. Sharoff blasted today's medical mandates as a major step backward toward a fascist dictatorship. What they are doing with the virus is to institute absolutely unprecedented oppressive and repressive elements that imprison us in our homes, she said. Mandatory masks are an insidious psychological weapon. They demean our dignity as free human beings. They do not work in this or any epidemic, and they are the symbolic equivalent of the yellow star. Lockdowns, likewise, have this time around proved to be a very effective tool for social control, but they failed to change the course of the virus. People are being conditioned to submit passively to governmental dictates, while children who are deprived of an education are being conditioned to distrust people. She says a lot more. She says debate is forbidden. A doctor is not allowed to say that the virus is being exploited to maintain a state of fear. Doctors and scientists who express views that challenge official dictates are treated as heretics. They are threatened with loss of livelihood and muzzled and vilified by the media for speaking out about the safety of COVID-19 vaccines, she said. Fear and propaganda were the psychological weapons the Nazis used to impose on genocidal, to use to impose a genocidal regime, and today some are beginning to understand. Very important. Why the German people didn't rise up. Fear kept them from doing the right thing, she said. We are being tracked, surveyed, she told that attorney, pointing to the rise of vaccine credential systems like green passports, which she said create an apartheid two-class society, with one class privileged, the other reviled and discriminated against. Sound familiar? Will ghettos, detention camps follow? Is a question. It's already being threatened in the Philippines. We have an article here by The Guardian, June 22, saying Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has threatened to jail people who refuse to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. We also point out that the World Health Organization totally disagrees with Mr. Fauci and other scientists, because according to them, it says that children should not be vaccinated for the moment. There is not yet enough evidence on the use of vaccines against COVID-19 in children to make recommendations for children to be vaccinated against COVID-19. This is not what we are hearing today. We are hearing something else. We are hearing that the Delta variant is going to be so bad that it might have to bring us to the point where we have more lockdowns. Sydney already has decided they should have a lockdown. Angela Merkel has stated, oh, we are walking on thin ice, and maybe we'll have to have strong restrictions again by summer. At this point, residents from the UK, non-continental Europeans, are not allowed to come into Germany. And that's why I'm saying we need to really pray about the situation with Mr. and Mrs. Gale, because they are supposed to go to the feast in Germany. At this point, Canada has prohibited Canadians to come into the United States. Now again, Mr. and Mrs. Messier are supposed to go to the United States for the feast. Guess who is behind all of this? Why did I read the article I just did by this Holocaust survivor? Because she inadvertently points out that Satan is the god of this world. I mean, she doesn't use those terms, but that's exactly what is happening. What we are seeing right now is a repeat of what happened in Nazi Germany. Most people in the United States are completely, totally asleep. Don't realize what is happening in Germany. I'm talking about Germany right now. I'm getting memos just about almost every day from concerned members. And of course, I'm reading articles in German magazines and newspapers. The extent of the dictatorship, which is already imposed on the people in Germany and in other European countries, is far beyond belief. And people just absolutely don't seem to understand it. In our Weltnachrichten edition, which is pretty much a translation of our current events, but once in a while I'm putting another German article in there, which I didn't put in the current events because I didn't want to translate all of it, plus which in this case it came too late for the current events anyhow. But this is an article which was published by Epoch Times, in which a paper was published by the Commission of the European Union talking about, and it's going to be debated, discussed, and in all likelihood approved by this summer, that Europe needs to have a global system of surveillance that they should have the right to control more and more the people, to centralize it more and more, and to declare an emergency for all of Europe if that is supposed to be necessary. Talking about a governance structure which will make, if it comes through, Europe a complete and total dictatorship. Something which we have been talking about for I don't know how long. Now it's happening. But perhaps because we have been talking about it for so long, now people are asleep. Oh, we've heard this before. You know, you have been crying wolf before, and so we don't want to necessarily believe any of this any longer. A member wrote us from Germany how she observed how a guy in one of those stores really started accusing, attacking, maligning somebody who didn't wear a mask, even though in Germany it's no longer necessary. And it showed again the paranoia which is being instigated, especially by the government and the medical field. People get so afraid, they get so absolutely anxious about, oh, here's somebody who doesn't wear a mask, or he's going to be a nuisance, he's going to be a danger to the rest of us. These people got to be dealt with. When it comes to the Delta variant, an article is going to be published in the next update. It was published by the Dossier and was republished by the Ron Paul Institute. The article is titled "The Lie About the Delta Variant." I just want to read a few excerpts from it, give you a clue as to what is really happening right now. Because now it's a Delta variant which is being used to again try to centralize the governmental structure in Europe, but not just Europe. Of course, it also applies to the UK, it also applies to the United States. This article says, prominent actors within the US government have been lying to the American people about COVID-19 for 18 months and counting. And their latest behavior shows that the individuals in charge of US government science have no intention of stopping the charade anytime soon. Over time, their lies have evolved to become so common and so reckless to the point that someone with even the most rudimentary understanding of viruses can instantly debunk the lies. The latest Delta variant paranoia peddling has put their incompetence, deliberate spreading of falsehoods, and perpetual gaslighting of their own citizens on display for the world to see. The Biden administration, through lifelong governmental bureaucrat Anthony Fauci, is making a hard push to fearmonger about the supposed dangers posed by the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19. A video posted from the White House account made the rounds Thursday morning, stating, quote, "The Delta variant is more contagious, it's deadlier, and it's spreading quickly around the world, leaving young, unvaccinated people more vulnerable than ever. Please get vaccinated if you haven't already. Let's head off this strain before it is too late." Close quote. The article goes on to say, first of all, it goes against all understanding of 101 concepts for a virus to mutate, to become both more contagious and more deadly. They say in here and explain that why that is completely, totally inconsistent and wrong. It goes on to say, Fauci and the gang are by no means brilliant minds, but they are well aware that they cannot eliminate a virus from circulation. This makes it obvious that there are several ulterior motives in play, none of which have anything to do with our health. And then the article says, given the almost 2 years of immunity building related to the virus, the threat posed by COVID-19 at this point in time is virtually non-existent. There never was a legitimate reason for a single restriction on our liberties, and today the Delta variant argument to curb our rights and transforms our society is more baseless than ever before. Now, you not hear that too often anywhere else. I find that we need to say these things. Now, people have to make up their own minds, but ultimately it's not about the coronavirus, it never has been. It is about something which the Holocaust survivor correctly pointed out. People are being trained to become submissive to authoritarian, dictatorial governments. And then, when the beast arises, when the beast manifests himself, people will be so used to follow unquestionably that beast power. It says the whole world will worship the guy, will worship the power and the guy. And only those who are predestined to be called in this day and age, whose names have been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, they will know better. I'm going right into the sermon in a few moments, but we'll have a break first. But the question is, are you going to belong to those? Or are you going to follow that false, erroneous concept which is being imposed on the people today? In my latest editorial, I wrote about my conviction, my belief, that the beast is already alive. Now, I want to explain why I feel that way. We know that the beast is either coming from Germany or Austria. Now, I strongly feel it's going to be Germany, even though Austria is an interesting situation right now with Sebastian Kurz, but I still believe it's going to be somebody from Germany. In order to be somebody who could even remotely fall into the category of becoming the beast, you have to be somebody who has, first of all, at least 18 years of age, because before you are a person who is 18 years of age, you couldn't become the German chancellor, but that's not good enough. See, something what happened over there here when somebody like Donald Trump, who has never had a political career, suddenly comes out of nowhere, so to speak, and becomes a president, or Arnold Schwarzenegger, who had no political career either, becomes the governor of California. That could never happen in Germany. The reason being, you have to go through the procedure of the party line. You have to climb up the ladder of party affiliation. That's what you have to do in order to become a political figure, somebody who is so much respected or looked at that others, like the 10 nations or groups of nations, will say, okay, we are going to give this authority to that person. Can't be somebody who has never had a political career. Now, in Germany, and you can check that out on the internet, which I did, in Germany, once you're 18, you still have to go, they say, through 2 or 3 or 4 decades of political career within an established party before you could even become chancellor. Now think about that. Take the 20 years of the person who is not born yet, right? You take that, and then you add another 20, 30, 40 years. So you're saying, if the beast isn't already in existence, you have to wait another 40 to 60 years before these things come to fruition. Realistically speaking, I don't believe this 1 minute, because otherwise, what are we doing? No, I believe, that we have an urgency to get the final phase of the work of God completed. Preach the gospel in all the world. These final stages have to be done now, because I believe the beast is alive. And I believe he is very well alive. And I believe in a few years from now, and I'm not saying how many, he will manifest himself on the world scene. What we're seeing in Germany now is very clearly something which leads towards that direction, something which has never ever happened before since World War II. It is completely unique how a dictatorship is being developed over there. And our members see that. And those who are people with open eyes and ears see that and can realize that and recognize that. And we must too. We are living in dangerous times. I mean, last year it was almost impossible to keep the feast. We were still able to do it. I'm convinced that this year we can do it too, both in South Dakota and also in Germany, and I do believe that we are going to have the ministers there to conduct the feast. But Satan is trying everything he possibly can, using politicians and governmental officials and medical doctors as their tools and his tools to prevent that from happening. And we don't know how many more years we will have to keep the feast. You know, if they are going to stop again allowing us to meet and allowing to travel and putting lockdowns again, like it's already been announced, that's what they want to do. Boris Johnson is going to see Angela Merkel this coming Friday to try to convince her not to go through with this idiotic idea to put everything in the hands of the EU and trying to convince her to allow the British to go to Europe and to Germany, and I hope and pray that he is successful, because if he is not, then who knows what's going to happen. This is the situation, and we had better understand how close we are to these events and ultimately to Christ's return. So don't think one moment, oh well, my Lord is delaying his coming, and then what is the consequence? Oh, going back to the world, as Michael Link pointed out in his editorial. That's a great danger. Now you have to have a sense of urgency that we need to do with all power and strength and zeal what God has called us to do. And not many are doing it today. But we had better do it.